Understanding your human design energy centers and recharging. Human design, a system developed by Alan Robert Krakauer under the pseudonym Ra Uruhu in 1992, offers a unique lens through which individuals can understand their inherent traits and behaviors. At the core of this system lies the concept of energy centers, which are pivotal in determining how we interact with the world around us. These energy centers, akin to chakras in traditional Eastern philosophies, serve as conduits for life force energy, influencing our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. By exploring these centers, individuals can gain insights into their strengths, challenges, and the ways in which they can navigate their lives more effectively. The human design system posits that each person is born with a specific configuration of these energy centers, which can be either defined or undefined. Defined centers indicate consistent energy and traits, while undefined centers suggest variability and openness to external influences. Understanding these dynamics is essential for personal growth and self-awareness. As we delve deeper into the intricacies of the seven energy centers, we will uncover their functions and how they shape our experiences, ultimately guiding us towards a more harmonious existence. Summary: Human design energy centers play a crucial role in our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. The seven energy centers, also known as chakras, each serve a specific function in our lives and can impact different aspects of our being. Recognizing your dominant energy center can provide valuable insights into your strengths and challenges. Imbalances in energy centers can lead to physical and emotional issues, and it's important to understand their impact on our overall well-being. Techniques such as meditation, yoga, and energy healing can help recharge and balance our energy centers, promoting holistic rejuvenation. The seven energy centers and their functions. The human design system identifies seven primary energy centers: the head, ajna, throat, G-center, heart, sacral, and root. Each center has its own distinct role and characteristics that contribute to an individual's overall design. The head center is associated with inspiration and mental pressure, often serving as the starting point for ideas and thoughts. It is where questions arise, prompting individuals to seek clarity and understanding. The ajna center follows closely, representing the processing of information and the formation of beliefs. Those with a defined ajna may possess a strong sense of certainty in their thoughts, while those with an undefined ajna may find themselves more adaptable in their beliefs. Log in to view the full content. You need to log in to view the full post content. Log in, one-click register,